The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
In line with Pope Francis's recent call to raise the profile of women in the church and others whose voice is not sufficiently heard in the way that ecclesial life is currently structured, I'd like to draw your attention this evening to the key role of the women of Good Friday and Easter Sunday in God's plan of salvation. They were there constantly, sometimes prominently, sometimes behind the scenes, most notably when all the men but John had given up hope, given in to fear, and fled. But they remained with Jesus all the way to Calvary. And Catholic piety remembers three of Jesus' interactions with women along the way of the cross, with his Blessed Mother, with a courageous woman named Veronica who wiped his face, and with the women of Jerusalem who came out to comfort him. On Palm Sunday, Matthew told us that at Calvary, there were many women there who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. And once Jesus was buried, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary remained sitting there facing the tomb. On Good Friday, the Gospel of John added that Jesus' mother, his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene were there with him to the end. And that when Jesus saw his mother and John standing by the cross, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his home. And this sets the stage for what we celebrate today. The women who had been with Jesus on Good Friday returned to the tomb on Sunday morning and found it empty. And some of these women were privileged to be the first actually to see the risen Lord. In today's gospel, Jesus met them on their way back to deliver the angel's message about Jesus' resurrection to the still absent men. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers," the men, "to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." One of the most striking features of the role of the women throughout the Passion and Resurrection narratives is that though they were the ones who were present, their testimony would not have had much weight in that patriarchal culture, and no weight in a court of law, because they were just women. But Jesus continues to opt preferentially for those who lack standing in human society, just as he has always done throughout his public ministry. And so it is to these humble, courageous, faithful, probably uneducated women that Jesus first entrusts the news of the most important event in all of human history. This makes it obvious that, as far as Jesus is concerned, no special qualifications were required to give witness to him or for that testimony to matter. What this means, my brothers and sisters, is that regardless of your qualifications or perceived lack thereof, your testimony matters too. If you've experienced the life-changing mercy and forgiveness of Jesus, you've got something to share. Pope Francis emphasizes this in his recent exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium, where he reminds us that for every one of us, the life of faith begins with a personal encounter with the mercy and forgiveness of Jesus Christ, won for us through these Easter mysteries. We are initiated into this new life through the sacrament of baptism, which some will receive today in this Mass, which produces in us an irrepressible passion to share God's gift to us with others. And then we are empowered and enlightened by the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation, which even more will receive during this Mass. Again, apart from any specific training, which enables us to be bold and creative in proclaiming this good news of rebirth, of a fresh beginning with the slate wiped clean, with special concern for the weakest and most broken among us.